May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, Shireen and I were in Florence for the Chrism Mass when the bishop blesses the oils which we use for baptism and for anointing the sick. Before the service, we went to the former or the current monastery of San Marco in the city, which houses a whole lot of frescoes by Fra Angelico. And one of them portrays that scene that we heard in the Gospel there, Mary and the other women in the garden. And Mary is actually sort of peering down into this stone coffin. And there's an angel sitting on the top of, on the corner of it, with, and a very sort of Italian gesture, no, no, non è qui, he is not here, he is risen. And so, weep not, Mary, weep no longer. You have a new song to sing, a new story to tell. Mary is still telling the story of Good Friday, of despair, sadness, and loss. The loss not only of a dear friend, but also of hope. Hope that Jesus was the start of something different. But Jesus had gone the way of all flesh, and all she can do is anoint his dead body. Once, she had dreamt that, at last, the desert would truly blossom like a rose. But now, all she expects to find is a dead body, as stiff and cold as the black dead twigs that fall from the trees, still in the grip of winter. But yet, imagine, beneath the trees in the garden, a crow is gathering those same dead twigs, and among the branches is building, not building a tomb, but building a nest to lay her eggs in, to bring forth new life. What was fallen, withered and lost, is now set to fill with dreams as a nest. There is a new story to tell to a world that has grown old and cynical, a world addicted to bad news, of famine and corruption, of violence and deceit, of war and rumours of war. It is always the same old story, and there is always a body to go back to, dead twigs to be gathered. Mary, Mary, weep no longer. Do not stay in this place of death. Go to the disciples. Tell them there is work to be done, a new story to tell, a story of moving on, of seeing things in a different light. Dead twigs as building materials for a nest, shelter for the homeless, the refugee, the outcast, places where new life can come into being and flourish. Stories of people who dry the tears of the desperate and the grief-stricken. Not as an empty gesture, but because now they have no reason to weep, unless it is to shed tears of thanksgiving and joy. Mary, Mary, you do not need that perfume, those spices, to cover up the stench of death, because you are in a garden that will blossom. Out of the decay that you see around you, God will create new life. "Weep not, Mary. Weep no longer. You have a new song to sing. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. He is risen. We are risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen."